Something that I always enjoy doing as a priest is going over to our Catholic school and doing Q&A with our students. It's always great answering questions that young people have about what it's like to be a priest, questions about our faith. And a question I'll often get from kids about being a priest is this: do you ever get nervous when you're celebrating Mass? Well, the answer to that question is, sure, I'm a human being. There are sometimes I get nervous. Generally, I've been pretty comfortable getting up and speaking in front of people. Most people are quite terrified of public speaking. But it's never something I've been really that much afraid of. But yeah, I do get nervous from time to time. I think especially like before like a big funeral, you know, if someone dies, maybe unexpectedly, somebody, it's kind of a tragic situation. I feel a little more pressure in those situations and feel a little nervousness. But one of the ways I used to always answer this question is, the time I'd feel most nervous as a priest, Christmas Eve, 4 p.m. Mass. We all know that 4 p.m. Mass, Christmas Eve, is the biggest Mass of the year. The church is packed. I think we had almost 1,700 people this past Christmas at 4 p.m. And we know at that Mass, you have a lot of people, a lot of Catholics, who that's the one Mass they come to all year long. And you also have a lot of non-Catholic visitors as well, too. And I remember at times getting really nervous before that Mass, because I would feel like a lot of pressure on me. This is my one chance all year to get these people, to convince them of the truth of our faith. So I gotta have this incredible homily so that the next day the lines for confession are like a mile long. All these people wanna come back to the faith. My email box is filled with people saying, Father Park, your homily at Christmas Eve was amazing. I wanna become Catholic now. I feel this pressure, like it's my job to convince all these lukewarm, fallen away Catholics, non-Catholics, about the truth of our faith. In the gospel today, we see two people doing something that should be burning in the heart of every Christian. We see John the Baptist, number one, pointing out Jesus. Jesus walks by. Behold the Lamb of God, John says. And then some of John's disciples, his followers, begin to follow Jesus. He points the way to Jesus. John knew he wasn't the Savior. He wasn't the Messiah. He pointed his disciples, now go follow him. And secondly, you have Andrew, one of those original disciples of John who began to follow Jesus. And then after encountering Jesus, what does Andrew do? He goes and he finds his brother, Simon Peter, and there's that beautiful little line in the gospel that says about Andrew, he brought his brother to Jesus. John pointed out Jesus. Andrew brought someone to Jesus. The desire to share our faith, to witness to our faith, to witness to who Jesus is, to point him out, to help others come to him. That should be a desire that burns in every Christian heart. But I don't know about you, but oftentimes I can struggle to do that. Struggle to be that witness, to point out Jesus, to help people come to Jesus. The fallen away Catholic, the non-believer, I can struggle to do that sometimes for a variety of reasons. And one of the reasons, and I know I experience, and maybe you experience the same thing too, that keeps me from pointing out Jesus to others, keeps me from bringing others to him, is that I think that I've got to have all the answers. I think that if I don't have the perfect wording, if I can't answer every single one of their objections and questions, then then I might not as well just say anything. This is a principle that I think I've always known, or at least for a long time, but for some reason, I'd say in the last year or so, it's really been heavy on my heart when it comes to sharing our faith. And the principle is this. It is not my job to convince anyone about the truth of the Catholic faith. It's my job simply to tell people that it's true. Let me say that again. It's none of our jobs to convince anyone about the truth of the Catholic faith. It's our job to simply tell people that it's true. You see, what actually changes people's hearts? What gets people actually to believe in Christ, to believe in the Catholic faith? It's not me. It's not my rhetorical skills, my argumentation skills, my ability to say everything absolutely perfectly, to convince the non-believer, to convince the fallen away Catholic to come back to the faith. It's actually not on me. My job is just to share the truth, because it's the truth that changes people's hearts. You see, the truth is like a seed. And it's our job simply just to plant those seeds in people's hearts. We don't make the seed grow. That's the Holy Spirit. But we just keep planting seeds, and we have no idea when those seeds might grow. It's the truth that changes hearts. Just the proclamation of the word is powerful. I say this all the time to parents and grandparents who countless times have come to me, often with tears in their eyes, telling me about their children or grandchildren who don't practice the faith, and the pain that that causes them, absolutely. And I'll tell them, keep witnessing. Keep being that witness of holiness. Keep inviting. Keep planting those seeds in the hearts of your children and grandchildren. You have no idea. Maybe one day those seeds will finally start to grow. I'll sometimes say, it may take your funeral mass to be the thing, to be the moment to bring your child or grandchild back to the faith. When your child or grandchild comes into a church for the first time in decades. But because of your witness, because of your holiness, because of your prayers and all those seeds you planted, maybe they come to your funeral mass one day, and that's the spark that helps the seed start to grow for the first time. It's not my responsibility to convince people about the truth of the faith. However, side note, important caveat, if someone is open to listening to me, then absolutely I want to help try to convince them. We should be able to defend our faith. The scriptures teach us that. We should always be ready to make a defense for our faith. And so if someone's open, a non-Catholic, a fallen away Catholic, if someone's open to dialoguing and listening, well, why do you Catholics believe this? Or why do you believe this? Well, let me tell you why. Because we have a reason. It's not arbitrary. If someone's open to that conversation, yeah, I should be ready to defend the faith. But even in that defense, it's not on me. It's ultimately on the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to keep planting seeds, planting seeds, planting seeds. I don't get nervous anymore at the 4 p.m. Mass on Christmas Eve. Because you know what? The pressure's not on me. The pressure is all on Jesus. My job is not to save anyone. My job is to tell people about the Savior. He's the one that saves. That's all John did in the Gospel. Behold the Lamb of God. And Jesus took care of the rest. That's what Andrew did. Peter, come meet this guy Jesus. Jesus did the rest with Peter. I just plant seeds. I don't change hearts. The truth is what changes hearts. May we have that same desire, like John, like Andrew, to always plant seeds, to point out Jesus, to help bring people to Jesus simply by our witness, by our holiness, by the truth that we share. And then we let Jesus take care of the rest.